Will you listen to what I say? You're too young to go with me, girl. I'll soon be on my way. Stop that silly crying now. How can I make you see? I am a gypsy rover, love, and you can't come with me. Go home. When your ma was not with you, you liked my long brown ringlets and my handkerchiefs of blue. But though I'm very fond of you and you've asked me home to tea, I am a gypsy rover, love, and you can't come with me. Go home. If he knew I was a poacher and I hunt his lord's best whale. Your daddy is a gentleman, a man of high degree. But I am a gypsy rover, love, and your husband I can be. Go home, girl. I'm a gypsy now. Leave go of my jacket now. Your love will have to wait. See, I am 22 years old and you're only 8. Go home, girl, go home. Go home, girl, go
Here. I can't get over this atmosphere. It's marvellous. And even up in North Wales, I thought it was a bit, you know, a little bit different up there, but marvellous people, wonderful welcome. And of course, they are a little bit different in us. They talk a little bit differently. You can hear them in the pubs, you know, saying, oh, Bethesda hammered us in the cup. I see, good team. Have you heard them from Bangor speaking? You ask someone from Bangor a question, they go, yes, not. And you ask another question, they go, no, yes, I. So you don't know where you are, but we had a wonderful welcome. And I went into this pub, and this chap there was sitting all sad and dejected. And I said, a busy board, eh? And he said, oh, he said, we've been in the Steddfod, do you know, when Abersocht, we didn't win, I. Oh, I said, well, pub excellent there, don't worry about it. What did you come? He said, we come ninth, I. Have you noticed no Welsh choir ever came last? Always ninth or tenth. So I said, well, what, you know, how many marks? Oh, we said, we had 84 marks. Ah, yes, yeah, but, you know. I said, what, you know, where did you lose your marks? The second tenors, you know, slow when they're on the tando, I. I said, who was the adjudicator? You know, who, oh, South Wales, and I. From down there, you know, Southwind. I said, what was her name? Oh, so, I don't know, he says on the programme, I. So he fetched his chip soil programme out of his wallet. He said, the chief male voice, adjudicator, a Madam Clary Tyvey Jenkins, Camadden, I. F-R-A-M-L-R-C-M, F-R-M-S, Doc, PhD, M-S, Oxen. They were, he said, what does she know but bloody music, eh? Thank you. Well, this is when the last album came out Christmas time, and lots of people said to me, you should have put a carol in it because so many people bought it over Christmas. And so we thought this time we wouldn't make the same mistake, and we're putting a brand new carol. I think it's a lovely carol, written by a friend of mine, and it's called, simply called, Morning Star. This is one of my favourite folk songs, come Welsh love songs. Lots of people say that we're short of folk singers in Wales. Perhaps it's because it's in the Welsh language and they've probably not heard them as much. But they're as lovely as any other country's folk songs, especially this one. It's called Bigal Aberdyfi, and tells a story of a young lad singing of his love that's left him and asking her to come back to the mountains in Aberdyfi and to the young child that cries for her every night. Bigal Aberdyfi.
Gaisia vet o ganikan Ithgalino fang in ethla Ir gada ir siglo gertan ar veneda per dali. Pa ham vengene, hof pa ham, gadew aes di a plan binam. Mae Arthur bach yn galw i fan a'i galon bron a thori. Mae'r ddau o'n llawaid yn y llwyn a'r plant yn chwarae efo rwy'n. Tyrd yn ôl bangen y fwyn i fynydd o berdoli. Hyn cysiau gan i gan bydd gael un o'r fyngenedd lan i aistedd eto ger y tân ar fynydd o berdoli. Rwy'n cofio llais yn canu'n iach, ond fedri di na nebodach, ddistar i gweddi plentyn bach, ac eisiau gweld ei fam i. Rhyw chwarae plant o dwaid harwel, cyd faddau wnaw weld yna fel. Tyr dythau nôl fa hangen ethel i fynydd a berdan.
We've recorded songs about going to Twickenham, and with the marvellous welcome we've had there, and with the great welcome we've had again in the Scots border country, in the Galas and the Hoyks and the Melroses of this land. So this song is a little bit different again. It's about going to France this time. I'll never forget the last time we went to France. On the Monday after the game, we were stuck in the Bastille. another case of mistaken identity. My pal Idris, sentenced to death by the guillotine on Monday morning. Now we stayed behind with him, fair play. And this chap with a black mask on, out he came and he said to Idris, c'est une tradition de sa prison, avant de mourir, chaque prisonnier désirait faire l'amour qu'il voudra désirer. So Idris said to me, well, what did he say, Max? Oh, I said, basically, I said... said what he said was that it's a tradition at this prison to grant the doomed prisoner one last request before they bring the old Wilkinson down. And he's asking, what do you want? What is your last request? And Idris came up to me and he said, tell him, Max, he said. Tell him in your best French, he said. Tell him that I'm a proud Welshman and I'd want to sing a song before I die. Dear, there was only a few of us there, but we clapped. So I said to this Batman bloke, I said, le criminal. Le criminal désiré chanson. And he said, je ne comprends, or something like that. So I said, chanson, Eurovision Song Contest, Kisses for Me. Ah, oui. I said, is it all right if he sings a song? He said, oui. He said, tell him to start. So I said, all right, Idris. I said, see you, boy. And Idris started to sing. 100,000 million green bottles hanging on the wall. 100,000. And that's a true story. This is a song about going to France. It's called The French Trip. Now we'd booked a fly to Paris on a private plane from Rousse. We noticed over Chantuit that the engine bolts were loose. But then we landed safely and the boys are all so glad. We had a whip round for the driver. First one he'd ever had. Took us to this cafe, they call it Montmorency. I said, could I see the menu, please? I'll order for my friend. I ordered escargot and chips. From a waiter dressed in tails. But Will complained and sent his back and said they taste like snails. Then we drove to Parc des Princes, where Will's defeated France. I read it in the papers that we didn't have a chance. So when the game was over, all the boys are keen to see the Follies, Moulin Rouge, Pigalle, and the lights
of gay Paris. Then went down this nightclub, it wasn't very far. In a sleazy street called Rue de Moore, a place called Shangri-La.
No, I didn't want to go. No, well, I'd been before. I'll never forget, there was a red light outside and I said, and I said, oh look, there's a fair.
Remember it well. This woman in the doorway, her dress slit to the knee. She said to me, hello, big boy. She'd seen me in the sea. She led me by the hand and told me, don't be shy. She said, come upstairs and see my Ray Williams courting leaflets.
I thought to myself, lucky mom put in a clean pants and vest.
And there she put some records on, and music filled the air. Remember it well. And then she put some records on, and music filled the air. She kissed me on the forehead, ran her fingers through my hair. Her voice was low and husky. She said, what would you like, my brave?
I said, have you got Triarchy Mill voice singing Diadem or fit?
And then the door it opened, a girl came in with Ben. I could see the way he looked at me. He'd never go again.
He was standing in this little room lit by one 60-watt tungsten bulb, hanging from a piece of purple flex, and there's all wallpaper peeling off the walls, and Ben said he would try for a grant, he said. Now, Ben hasn't been on holidays this year. And his little legs are all pale and spindly and sticking out of his underpants like two sticks of celery sticking out of a carrier bag.
Ah, remember it well. And I didn't want to. Then she turned to Ben all slowly and said, come sit by me, and moved a velvet cushion from a leopard skin settee.
And called the girl with me across, the one that owned the flat,
and said, pointing at Ben,
if you don't eat your cabbage, you'll look like that.
And I woke up next morning and we went back to all the airport to fly home. There and Llef and Cwm Rhondda was ringing the place. And we were in all the airport and we were stuck on the air terminal roof. And if you remember that year, it was when Bevan's fantastic cover and tackle that year. And it was all these terrorists down on the tarmac firing. Remember? All bazookas and flamethrowers and machine guns. And I didn't care, Wales had won. And, I was lying, I was terrified, lying on my stomach on top of the air terminal roof, all the airport. I'll never forget this chap from Abertillery. Got up in a lull in the firing, he shouted down the terrorists. Hey, he said, it's only a game, man, he said.
God bless.